محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے the popular muallim in the 60s, 70s, 80s was Abdul Qadir Barrada. The name may be familiar to some people. So we were in his hotel with Hazrat Jihadari by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala around 79. And there was an alim from Dioban studying in Medina Munawwara, and Hazrat Rahmatullahi was advising. So he quoted the verse, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Muttaqullah. So some parts of it I remember still. Ittaqullah. That's the khulasa, the essence of tasawwuf. Because in Bukhari Sharif, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about taqwa, then the explanation that is given is da'ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribu. Leave the areas of doubt. And that's the very essence of tasawwuf. Places, persons, things that you're not clear about, leave it out. You're not clear about the person, his behavior, his mood swings, his ways and mannerisms, his thinking. You're not clear about it, then who forced you to be with him? Greet him pleasantly and go him pleasantly. You don't have to be attached to every person, but you're not clear. So the unclarity is not because of personal reasons. Sometimes I've got a personal issue with the person, so I'm keeping away personal. But that's not right. So the, you are keeping away because of deen reasons. So just you met pleasantly and you moved away pleasantly. So that was when you are not agreeing with the person for a deeni reason. Abu Dawud Sharif, Ghatta Umar ibn Abdul Aziz wajhahu ma idha ra'a rajulan. He saw someone that was not right. He discovered his face. So these are the people that we take the cue from. Muslim. So we don't say that he's a kafir, but I'm not clear about the person. When I'm not clear about the person, then I move away. So it mustn't be because of personal reasons. That's a very fine line, not personal reason. You know, this person here, he didn't greet my father, or he didn't come to see my uncle when he was not feeling well, so I'm not going to talk to him. But that's a personal reason. Leave that. It's a valid deeni reason that you're keeping away from the person. Like, for example, you see, he's not bothered about the sunnah, or he doesn't respect the masjid. And you explain the person, but he's not concerned. So then, you need to just move away slowly. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in the 17th Sipara. So he speaks about min jlalillahi ta'ala, one is ikramu di shaybatil mu'min. And person that is old in Islam, right now, you respect the person. And then al hamil Quran, right? غَيْرُ غَالٍ فِي وَلَا جَافٍ عَمْ. So the person that knows the Quran, because he's an alim, but he mustn't make any ghulu. So under that ghulu, he says, it's an unfortunate thing in this day that the whole turn is just to improve the voice or to attract people. It's a type of wulu. The whole endeavor is towards what? The endeavor is just to see that the voice is improved or to attract the audience. So that's a type of wulu. Because if all the energy is on that, to improve the voice or to attract the audience, then when are you going to get the time to improve the levels of taqwa, akhlaq, amal? Who's going to do that then? So he said, no, I must do it, improve the voice, because مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّبْ فَلِيسَ مِنَّا. We only learned one thing, and learning the message of the Qur'an, لَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. That he left out conveniently. But that, where you can attract people, he put all his energies towards that. So people got their own understanding of deen. Sometimes you forget something, or you don't know whether to say it or not. But it comes to the mind, you know how to avoid it. But it's coming to the mind, how do you? You speak about it, then you're worried about how people will take it. And it's become a craze, go through the three harams. You know, take a lesson from that. So the class boys asked me last year sometimes, what about traveling here, Turkey, there? Because the Quran Sharif says, Falam yasiru, don't you travel and take a lesson? Alright? Take a lesson. But about a kilometer away is the Qabristan from your house. Tell me, when do you go there to take a lesson? If it was just to take a lesson, nothing else, just to take a lesson. Ni'm al-wa'iz al-maut. Maut is the best admonisher, advisor. Go there. And you only don't only read Yasin, finish. Yasin al Quran Hakim, finish, pick dua loudly, finish class. Wait, go and take a lesson. What this person was once upon a time. The influence, the affluence, the might, the control, the power, the contacts he had. And now what's he now like? So that's the reason. So the Quran Sharif, we've got a deeper side. So Muslim Muhammad Shafi Sadhguru is lamenting, says, so that you're reading Yasin, but only when there's a problem, someone died or something, then Yasin is for the dead person. But now, the message that is contained in the surah, how many times we do reflect on it? What is the message? What is Allah passing on to us? How should we be responding? Or we just take it for barakat in the shop or easy death? We do not say that it won't bring barakat, and we won't say that it doesn't bring about an easy death, but is that the main purpose? The main purpose, we left it out, and the side issues, we're going on the side things. So, people's the understanding, the reasoning is going off. And when you see the reasoning going off, then it makes you wonder, alright, how did the person's reasoning go off? So, when I analyze the whole thing, I saw a couple of things that where the reasoning goes off. Allah Ta'ala blesses everybody with chances. Some person is very fortunate that he is blessed with the chance right at the beginning. He's about 12, 13, and he's coming up of age, and Allah Ta'ala opens his mind. He opened his mind, and وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. So before the nubuwwat, Allah Ta'ala showed him already, this is right. Rushd normally, righteousness, right. So he showed him. That means in his infancy, Allah Ta'ala had already shown him. That he could see now this idolatry, stones, and senseless, helpless things, he could see it. Then you get a second class of people that whose brains will open up, say, at around 19, 20. Then they saw some things working out, something not working out. Then eventually brought them onto the line. A lot of things, the person is 19, 20, is very ambitious, right? Great ambitions he got. climb the highest mountain for someone, jump the deepest seas, everything, right? That when he's in the 20s. You ask him at the age of 80, you can climb the highest mountain. Basically, it was just a dream, it was just a fantasy. So, someone's mind opens up at the age of 20, 22. He begins to see things in perspective. And it's all a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. It's not of your own doing. It's a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. And He opened your mind, you can see things right. And then you get a third class of person, when he's come to his middle age, then his mind opened out. So in his middle age now, say 40, 42, then his mind opened out because he saw someone coming to the world and someone leaving. I'm seeing life. I saw the person, I spoke to him yesterday, I was with him in breakfast today, and now he's gone. So he saw the person coming to life, and he saw the person going out of life. He saw the person in his glory, in his heyday, in his power, might, tazan, weightlifting, muscles are so big, can't even put his lukma into the mouth. I saw him at that day, and now I see him so helpless, hopeless. Where he was, kahan tha, aur kya ho gaya, what happened? Where he was, and where is he now? Ye sab ibrat ki baat hai. It's all about taking lesson. That's life. Life is about taking lesson. Hushyari batane ki cheez nahi hai. Life is not to show how smart I am. Hushyari hai ki humne isse ibrat kya hasil kiya. What lesson did we take? Not to strike points and run the person down. Unfortunately, this has become of us today that either we don't want to accept the mistake, right? Or we want to show that we'll have the last word and our word is right. Then the whole host of problems that go with it. Mazaris have written that, all this advice, right? And it's initially written by Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali. He says, ilm, what was ilm? Ilm was a sila, like a string, right? And a string to connect people. To connect the ala ilm. Ilm is a cord that will connect the people of ilm. So he's been connected to him, he's been connected to that one. Although your opinions may be different, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali is coming at the graveside of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali. But for that day, he's so overawed with the presence of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali that he left out some of his own mazhab, like, you know, Rafa Yadain and Amin Bil Jahr, Surah Fatiha Khalf Al Imam. So he left those practices because of the respect that he had. Though they are going in diverse paths, the opinions are totally different. But that doesn't mean he lost the respect for a single moment. Because he knows that the man made ijtihad, and when he made ijtihad, he was capable, he was competent. When he's competent and he applied himself, then he's going to be blessed. What is a person that is not competent and trying to imitate a mujtahid? That's off. But one is there, he's Imam Shafi saying, "An-nasu iyal li Abi Hanifa fil fiqh." Everybody is dependent on Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. So he's recognized him, but he's got a different view. But he's understood that the man is a very, very competent person. We all depend on him in his style of analyzing, seeing things in perspective, etc. That's Imam. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah says, so this was a means to join people of knowledge, a call to join ulama. But now he says, thereafter, but if someone used the same thing to break, then is he fulfilling the purpose of the call? The call was to join. And then each person will think, alright, how do I join this? I join him up, say, how much I join this person, how do we get these things together? Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali is discussing a masala with Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali. The whole time from Isha till Fajr, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says, wajadtu rajulan, I found him to be a man. If he says that this pillar is gold, he'll prove it. He'll prove it. I found him so sound, so powerful, you can't break him. So when he says something that is well, very well rooted, is very well grounded, so they recognize the person. Now that is called sahib ilm. When he's a sahib ilm, then he will understand, he will recognize, he will acknowledge. So that's a sign of ahl ilm. But otherwise, if he's not sahib ilm, Mr. Norman, I got arguments, I got proofs also, I got reasoning. Somebody is making a noise in the masjid at the time the azan is going. So now I got reasoning for that. You could talk about knowledge. He's laughing around at the time of azan. So now I got reasons for it, because you can talk about deen whilst azan is going. So now you see the inconsistent plan. Now, when you look at the righteous, then you understand the application. You look at the ulama of the past, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِيلَتْ قُلُوبُ. Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts are gripped with fear. How do you find that? Just the name of Allah Ta'ala. And it fills their hearts with such awe, they are gripped with fear. تُلِيَتْ عَلِيمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتُمْ إِمَانًا. The iman just progresses. Then he says, Imam Ghazali says, that wine is known as the Ummul Khabais. It's the root of all sins, right? One sin to the other sin. But the same law will apply to knowledge when it's acquired with the wrong reasons. The reasons are not right, and you acquire knowledge, right? لِيُمَارِي بِهِ السُّفَحَى لِتُبَاهِي بِهِ الْعُلَمَى. So you got the knowledge, but the knowledge is acquired for wrong reasons. When it's acquired now, I'll put him in his place, I'll smash him down. Right? And me, you know who I am? I can compete with other ulama. My contemporaries, I can write up like them. See that? So now, when that's the frame of the mind, what happens? Then what happens is then I will bloat about myself. See my arguments, and see his arguments. No arguments. He got no grounds to stand. And look at my arguments, so powerful. This man here, he's competing with me. What does he know what he's doing? So you see what I'm using that ilm for. Yumari bihi as-sufaha, yitubahi bihi al-ulama. So to compete. And the day I saw you getting smashed down, then I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing to see you getting smashed down. Now these are all signs of a munafiq or a Muslim. A Muslim is, no, I don't want to see my brother going down. I want to see him just escalate, just going high. But if I am taking some level of enjoyment by smashing you down, or when you are getting smashed down, then I'm rejoicing about it, then is that the sign of a Muslim, let alone being a sign of an alim? I feel different. But Mawtami Sahib Rahmatullah, he comments on this hadith and he says that around his time, the student now, and the ustad is a Shafi, and whenever it comes to a difference between Imam Shafi and Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah, then he explains the proving and the reasoning of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah very clearly. So people get a satisfaction. Those that are Hanafi, they get a satisfaction. But Imam Sahib Rahmatullah's proofs are also very sound. He came to one masla, and he couldn't find the support base of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah. Couldn't find the proving. So there was a Shafi student in the class, and the Shafi student says, I couldn't sleep for 2 nights, I couldn't eat. I'm thinking to myself, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, his level of understanding, and we can't find a proof. Then the third day, the ustad brought about a proof, and so powerful it was, it made me forget all my grief and my pain. But now you see how the Muslim reasons. I want to see your good. I don't want you to see your failure and your collapsing. And now, when the ilm is acquired to see that you fail, and I must overtake, and I must see to it that you are disgraced and humiliated, then that's not the sign of a Muslim. It's a munafiq. Munafiq will see all that. So you must fail, you must fall down, I must escalate, and you must drop down. That's not a sign of a Muslim. Muslim is he wants to see a person going up. In Darul Dioban, so there was a Zug Mia Asghar Hussein. We saw his children. But he passed away before us. Right? His son, we saw him. So, there is a drought in Dioban, and there is a request for istisqa namaz. You're praying for rain, right? Going out making namaz for rain. So, the first 2 days, Mia Asghar Hussein sahab, and they volunteered, or they said that he must go. Or not him, maybe someone else. Maybe some other buzurg that's around. They asked him to do the istisqa namaz. No rain. Second day, first day. So the third day, this Mia Asghar Hussein sahab, he said, I volunteer to do the istisqa namaz. Now people are sure now, today the rain will come. Because he's such a big buzurg, and he's volunteered. And there was no rain. Then someone, like you get some people that are more close and they talk a little bit more freely to the buzurgani. So, but you know, we thought that you're going to make the dua today and ask today, then you're going to get a good downfall. So what happened? They insist. Now some people are like, you know, they're too close. What happened? Says, no, I knew more or less, right? By some sign, I knew that there's not going to be any rain. Then why you insisted to perform the namaz? I insisted to perform the namaz because I saw that this man will be embarrassed. He is known for his piety and his greatness, and he made the dua and namaz and there was no rain. So I said, alright, he's taken some of the embarrassment, let me share in the embarrassment. Let me take a share as well. But I see this ulama of the old, and you see their thinking, their reasoning, and moreover their values are compared with us. Are we on the same page or are we going off the tangent? I was just showing my one friend now. Let's see, Sir Sayyid, right? The person that has started off the Muslim University, Aligarh, right? So, his wrongs, and I showed Muna the wrongs that he had made, right? He was today now and was going around and saying, Kafir, Kafir, Kafir. Al-Mu'at Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi pointed out approximately 40, more than 40 of his wrongs. So he was asked. So he showed from his tafsir, this is the wrong, this is the wrong, this is the wrong. Al-Mu'at Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi and Hazraji quoted him, and I heard this thing from Hazraji Rahmatullahi himself, personally. So they counted the wrong. So they did not just cover the wrong and leave it, because it came to the open. When it comes to the open, then you have to expose the wrong. Otherwise, people's beliefs will be corrupted. If you didn't expose the wrong, then their beliefs will be corrupted. So, Mullah was pressed, and he showed about 40 pages of his wrongs. I just showed Mullah the 6th jild of Ibn Abdul Fattah al-Sidd. But, it was to recognize the good, they didn't hesitate in recognizing the good as well. See, the wrong, and it has to be expressed. But that doesn't mean that we don't recognize the good. So I heard this from several times, the good that was in the man, right? So the one good was, that I heard personally. So now, this title, Sir, was conferred to him by the English. Right? So, some service to the English, and they'll give you a title. And when you got the title, then it's recognized in all government positions and levels, then they will recognize it. Like you say, you know, he's a minister of finance or deputy minister. So then wherever he goes, he's got that recognition. The service, like something, some title, a very high title. So wherever he goes, then he's held with that recognition in that respect. So now one person is battling for a job, and he goes to one government office, and he says, I am the son-in-law of Sir Sayyid. So the government official, whoever, somehow they tried to build a communication with Sir Sayyid, and Sir Sayyid said, yes, he is my son-in-law, see that you give him the job. So he confirmed the job. After a year or something, now it's holidays, so he travelled up to Aligarh to pay his respects and show the appreciation. He said, I am the stupid person. I gave your name and I secured the job. Materially, I'm very, very secure. I came to show my appreciation. So now look at Sir Sayyid's response. His response is that, see, Allah blessed me with two girls and both of them are married. Had I had the third daughter, I would have offered it to you. Right? But now I don't have a third daughter, but I will treat you with the same respect that I would have treated my son-in-law, and my wife will show your wife the same respect that she shows to her daughters. And it was not just lip service. From that point onwards, then the presents and how mothers will spoil their daughters, right? Give it to my child now. Fatune deide. Katine deide. How the woman will spoil their daughters, give it to her. Give it to them. So, exactly the same respect. Every, like you know, you have tehwar now, some big occasion, Shab-e Barat or something, and how everybody coming to eat. So they'll invite them, show them the same respect. So, alright, he did some things to curry favor with the English, that's wrong, right? Wrong is wrong, haram is haram. You will not support that, right? But in his own way, his intentions were right. His intention was, main kisi tarah se musalman ke duniya ko banao. Somehow I must get the Muslims world going right. I can see that financially they've dropped, collapsed. Now, for many people it happens that if they don't have a financial structure, then the iman is also on the line. So he must have that, he must have had that intention. The only way I can get is curry favor with the English. I curry favor, they will get good positions and recognition. Financially they'll be strong and the iman will be secure. So that must have been his intention. But what methodology he used, we don't agree with. Say it's wrong, corrupt. So I'll let you speak about the story. But to see the spot that he had in his heart for the Muslims in general. I don't say not, must do this. Wrong is wrong. But now they admire the good that he had. So this was one story I heard from Mother Jihad. And what I'm aiming at is the right values. See, we love our children, all of us love them, right? But more than the love is, do we show them and do we impart to them the right values? True values, right? Now, we want to we want to be kind to them. We take them for a ride, take them turkey, umrah, tiharam, all that. But more than that is, do we pass the right value to the child? Is that a concern, right value? Now look, compare ourselves to the generation that passed, you know, 50, 70, 80 years ago. So when they see a person, they look at values. And their own children also, what they are more interested, more concerned, is, are we passing the right values to these children? Are we passing the right values? Because both will have to separate at some point. But if we implanted the right values into their hearts, then that values will remain forever. So I was talking of someone, some pious woman, right? I see these people. So you talk about the 60s and money was tight. And money was tight. Some people were blessed, some people didn't have that wealth. So they were living communal. I saw homes now living five families, six families. And for all the duration that they were living like that, I didn't notice any fights, any arguments. No arguments, no fight throughout. So people would compliment and say, man, you're living six families together, but you don't hear of a fight, you don't hear of any type of altercation, any confrontation. How does this work? Now people have that habit, they go and investigate. Kya hua, what happens? Oh, the granny here in this house is good. So, now what was the good about the granny that brought about this type of a peaceful, a very, very peaceful and a good relationship? It's a good akhlaq, see. So that good akhlaq, don't take it as a casual, insignificant thing. As a weightiest thing on the scales, on the day of Qiyamah, as a weightiest. Trying to invest in other things, in every other thing. But then, do we look at it from this perspective, that what is going to be the weightiest thing on the scales on the day of Qiyamah? That now, that then determines your jannah. these are your marks, and this is how you're going to escalate. So what's going to be the weightiest thing in good akhlaq? So then, this granny must have had some good values. So then they tried to find out what was the good value. Then they asked one daughter, another one. So one daughter said, see, we're living now six families together. So long, 35, 40, 50 years living at that time. So the granny would say to her daughters, you see, we're living like this, right? Be happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. But if anybody speaks even against me, don't come and mention it to me. In the next room, you're living in this room, and they're living in that room. If someone speaks out against me in the next room, don't carry the tale to me. Let alone the story that's outside the house. Even within the house, and someone brings about a story against me, then you don't bring it to me, don't report it. لا يبلغن أحد عن أحد. See that hadith. Don't carry it here for anybody, because أحب أن أخرج إليكم وأنا سليم الصدر. I'm going to come in the open, and my heart is clean for you. But when I think about these old people, they're not alimas, they're not ulamas, right? But they had the hadith in them. They were not alimas and not ulama. Where they got it? Somehow, something must have worked out for them, and they're applying the hadith. You don't even carry a tale from the next door. Forget the person that's outside the house, you don't carry the tale of that person. So can there be any fight and altercation? So now they're doing the investigation, finding out, alright, what was the status quo? So they receive some guests, just showing values, see? And these values we're not implanting. We're teaching them too many things, so we have. And I don't say don't teach, but simultaneously plant the values. If it is just now just to show the hadith in the Quran, but that's the end. So it just becomes an academic thing. Right? So the doctor just learned the science as an academic thing and then to make money. Right? So he didn't apply it on himself or on his children. So he's lost out. Yeah, you learn that thing, the deen gets its full value when you learn it and you apply it. Now you tell me, someone learns a driver's manual, right? But he doesn't go behind the wheel, doesn't apply himself. Can he perfect the driving? So can this skill of driving, can it be perfected? So the knowledge is only perfected when you are applying it. And you don't apply it, alright, you got the formula, you got the module, but you're not applying it, and how can you get the perfection? So these people were very much concerned that we need to see that this thing is perfected, and they would apply it. So now they receive some guests, right? And now they're living constricted, so the couch will not be as grand as it's supposed to be. So there's patches, etc. And just to cover it up, put a sheet over it, so that they hide the fault, right? So now some mehman came, and as they were leaving, so that sheet that was covering, I think just moved, and they saw the patch, and they began to laugh. And they began to laugh, so this woman tells her mother, you know, because I only replace you with a nice couch, the mihman come here, then they don't laugh at us. Right? So mother sat, the granny sat her daughter, and she says to the daughter, see, today we are living a little bit constricted, right? But alhamdulillah, we're not in debts. Today we're living in a little bit of constraints, but we're sleeping peacefully because we're not burdened with debts. Right? Sleeping peacefully. Right? Today we are living in debts, right? But we can walk in the streets, walk anywhere with our minds and our hearts open. Because we got no obligations. No debts, no obligations. Right? Number four, if we get that couch, right, and we have to go through some debts, then more or less it will be for others to admire. They will admire it. And we're going through pain. So, kya fayda hua? Is there any fayda? No fayda, absolutely no fayda. He must admire my stuff and I must go through pain. So, what fayda? Is there any fayda in that? But I see their brains. They didn't go to school and they didn't learn big kitabs, but they had the hadith in their lives. Then she would say, granny would say to her daughter, she says, you see, you don't make ghibat of anybody. I'm just showing you, you see these people here, they implanted values. Are we implanting values? Our mind is like this. How secure is this child? What investment he's got? What car he's got? And how much he's turning? So now that's how we think. In this day, how well materially secure he is. So then, if he's materially secure and he's working for himself, then hey, what a chubba child. Why is materially secure? Now he's missing out namaz, meaning, alright, a little bit, he must fix himself up, but no, but he's a two. This child is my star child. Namaz and all that, that he's neglecting, that's alright, but he's got that material security, so you're proud about the material security. The dini stability is not in the person. And you're not concerned about the dini stability, especially now in this season, where the Fajr namaz is coming earlier and earlier and earlier. And then see what's going on in the homes. You must go to the da'wat. You know what people will say. But because of going to the da'wat, ended up at about 11 o'clock, came home at 12:30. Fajr is going to say, leave the child now. You know, he's tired now. Don't be so strict on the child. See how our minds are working. So the deen stability is not there. But we're still happy about the child just because the material stability is in found the child. So we don't feel too serious. Right, namaz now, he can make qaza of it and he can cover it up. Do we have that concern? If something is going off materially, make dua, make salatul hajat, give some charity. What wazifa to read now, you know, ya mughni must read that. And read that Hizbul Bahr will come right. But which Hizbul must read to get your Fajr namaz right? Which wazifa to read to see that your Quran Sharif recitation is right? That nobody's concerned. But to see that financial security, then 100 wazifas, 200 different type of du'as, and after Fajr, after Isha Namaz, Ya Mughni, like this, 1100 times, come right. But to get that dini stability, ask you, how many of us are concerned? See this concern. So then she would say, right, don't make ghibat of anybody. And if you want to make ghibat, the mother is saying to her daughter, if you want to make ghibat, then make ghibat of myself, make ghibat of your mother. Now you find the same things found in the kitabs. Now these people are not learned people, but now what opened their mind like that? If you want to make ghibat, then make ghibat of your mother. So at least the charity doesn't go out of the house, it goes back to the house. You're passing on charity, and who are you passing it on to? Passing the house. Why must you give it outside? Give it to us first. We are the first recipients, pass it out to us first. Yeah, see how their minds are working. And see how our minds are working today. See these good values. And you see the people of the past, how their minds are working. How, what was the understanding? So we're talking of people now. And the third class of a person, his eyes are opening when he sees things happening around him. Someone is leaving the world and someone is arriving. And someone is leaving and someone is arriving. Can you see that? The first two times you saw it, alright, it's a happy occasion, someone came into the world. And it was a sad, depressing moment when someone left the world. Alright. Happened a couple of times. But you can't allow your mind to be stopped at that point. You have to think beyond that. It happened to him, it can happen to me. It happened to him and happened to everybody, it will, it must happen to me as well. There's no exception to the rule. Right? So it happened, it must happen. It must happen. Are you hearing stories? So many stories come up. You know? Man put up a house, approximately 70, 80 million put up a house, prime of his life, right? And just 2 days in the house, not even the second day passed, and he's passed on. So, his dream house, right? His dream house, what he wanted, put all the money and effort into it, and he got the dream house, and not even the second day, and Malakul Maut says, now come on. Now, isn't that a lesson? We will not speak ill of any person, but aren't our minds open to correction, to taking lessons? Can't we take lessons from this? So that is one person. He comes to the middle age and then he sees these things. He sees someone just falling down financially, someone coming up. Someone's health just deteriorating and someone's health just picking up. Right? Someone just came to fame, right? Came to fame, recognition, publicity, and someone just lost it. Can we see this thing here? Someone just coming on the path, he just came onto the path, righteousness. Taqwa is just improving, right? Righteousness, taqwa, everything is just improving. And someone has just dropped. Don't we see these things? Someone is just escalating, is coming up. And someone is just dropping, failing. His whole thinking process is gone in reverse. And someone is there, you can recognize the problems, and someone can't just recognize the problems. He's there, but someone can identify and can see, and someone is there, but he can't just relate, he can't just see them, he can't just see the wrong. Allah Ta'ala has blocked his mind, he can't see it. So don't we see these things? So now, some person reached at that point, and then his mind's open up. Came to the middle age and he saw a lot of things happening before him. When he saw all these things, of his reasoning, his understanding, فَعْتَبِيرُ And Allah Pak commands, take a lesson. فَعْتَبِيرُ يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ People of intelligence, learn, take a lesson, see what's going on, open your mind. Don't be preconceived and don't be biased and prejudiced. Open your minds and see in perspective. When things are so clouded, then there are several things to be done. One thing is to be done is to plead to Allah Ta'ala, to beg Allah Ta'ala. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدُ الْفَدِيدَ After you've taught us, showed us, don't let our hearts move away. Rather than being proud, rather than boastful of yourself, then what is supposed to be your response? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ People of knowledge, what they do? يَخْخِرُونَ لِلْأَثْقَانِ سُجَّدًا They fall down crying to Allah Ta'ala. Am I anywhere near them? Or am I trying to impress, show my words, show how great I am? Am I near them? Or I have moved away from them? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one person says, I was sent to convey a message. Imam Sahib rahmatullah was in Awabin or something. And he just came across the verse, إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ الْأَرْضُ He's alone in the masjid, there's nobody. And he's just stuck on that ayat and he's crying. إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ From that time to about 1-2 hours, just that ayat, إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا The earth is shaken to its depths. And the earth throws up all its burdens, whatever was buried into it and everything. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا And the world will report, give a detailed report of everything that took place. This person did this on this spot of myself, on this day with this person. That thing is giving a detailed account of everything that happened. And Imam Sahib is just crying. 1 hour, 2 hours, he's crying. Now that is supposed to be the response of ilm. You've got ilm, and what ilm is supposed to be doing. Not supposed to be impressing. It's supposed to be going deep into yourself. What that ilm is supposed to be doing to you? So some people come at that age, middle age, and then their eyes open out. So it's not about brains and intelligence. It's not about how smart you are. Man is so intelligent, became a doctor, then he became a superb accountant, so big, right? So great, right? Biggest companies he's working for, right? Earning very mega bucks he's earning, right? And then some acute pain, and then they confirm that he's got cancer. No treatment is available, you have to go to America somewhere for treatment. And then they discover that only one injection available only at this spot, over 7 million. The company holds him in such esteem that they are prepared to subsidize the whole thing. More than half they'll pay, the rest you'll do it. One injection, and man doesn't recover, 2-3 days time, he says, Abba, I think I'm going to die, so just bury me here. But don't we hear these stories all the time? So when you're coming up of age, these things are coming before you. And then we don't want to take a lesson from this. And Allah's message is so clear, فَعْتَبِيرُ, right? Take a lesson. Take a lesson. Har sada, har inqilab se sada nikalta hai, فَعْتَبِيرُ. There's a turn, there's an event, and every event is passing you and conveying you the message. But now open your eyes. Now it's too late. Now you open up your eyes. You're seeing what's going on. You think, no, I need to do something for my children, right? What have you done for your grave? You are thinking, what have I done for my children? For my descendants, what have I done? How secure are they? How secure are you? You think about this, how secure, what security have you got? So, we're not taking stock of ourselves. We're talking about that person, Madina Munawwara. Hazrat is giving this verse, you know, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ. So he says, وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ. That is exactly muhasaba. Muhasaba is taking stock. And taking stock means, what have you earned for tomorrow? And this is the verse saying you the same thing. مَا قَدَّمَتْ. Every soul must see now, what have you sent? What have you got? Are you conscious about that? As brilliant as the driver may be, but to ensure that the journey is safe, he has to be focused. I said, I'm a brilliant driver, I came out first, you know, Formula 3 or Formula 5, that race, I'm a very great driver. I start looking this side, a monkey is playing this side here, looking at a camel on that street there, and this side here, some monkey trickster is there with a python coming up. And then he meets up with an accident and two passengers died. But I'm such a wonderful driver. How this happened to me? Well, تَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتَ. You must be focused, whether you experience, not experience, old or new. But you have to remain focused throughout the journey. In fact, the more experienced you are, the more focused you need to be. Focused. Because besides the damage that you can cause, it's your reputation. He's such a good driver. What happened to him? How did he get involved in such a major accident? So as you're progressing in time, then that muhasaba, that accountability, that I have to stand, kullum ati yawm al-qiyamati farda, that you're coming before Allah Ta'ala, bare and alone, all alone. La tajzi nafsun an nafsin shi'a. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلُ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةً. Nothing on your side. No influence and no affluence. Nothing can help you. Coming bare alone. What have you done? And this aspect of focusing on the hereafter is so important that there are so many verses or so many surahs commencing with this. See, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِنٍ. Allah starts the verse. That your accountability is coming close. But you're totally heedless. You're unmindful. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. They're totally heedless about it. They're not worried about it. Logo ka kya ho gaya? Again, Allah Pak starts off with another surah. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. That when they appear on the day of Qiyamah, this thought will pass their minds. Repeatedly, again and again. Kaash ke hum musliman hote. Kaash ke hum musliman hote. But then, now it's past. See that? If only we could have been good Muslims, we could have been obedient to Allah Ta'ala, it would have been a different story altogether. But now their eyes only opened when they crossed the line. The line is crossed, and then only their eyes open. When this fraud, right? So, Allah Pak speaks about it, and then he says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ إِذَا قَالُوا لِلنَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. When they have to measure and weigh out, then they are deficient. And when they have to take their rights, they see that their rights are taken fully. Yeah? Don't tempt my troubles. You will give me my dues on time or before time. You know me? I got the contacts. You know what I can do? I got these papers that come to your house. Your life will be in danger. You ask me, I know the story. I know it's how it's happening, how it's operating. Man is living nicely, he's not robbing and cheating. But on small misdemeanor, and there his life is threatened. And to make matters worse, a Muslim against a Muslim. And he's threatening his brother for his life. But now you see how the mind goes out. But what is the catalyst to all this? Allah yazunnu ulaika annahum mab'usun. Don't they realize that they're going to be standing before Allah Ta'ala? Don't they realize this? So this thought that you're going to stand before Allah Ta'ala, that's vanished, it's gone. So the more you're going to be focused on that, then the more you are on the track, the more you're on course. But I will stand before Allah Ta'ala, I'll be all alone. I need to see that I got something. And I say, understand that what's going to be the most valuable, weightiest? Taqwa, khayr az-zadi taqwa, that's the best provision. And after that, the best provision is good mannerisms and good values. And I say, we forgot this thing, good values. He's been rude to me, no, I'll be kind. He's keeping me at a distance, I will try and patch up with him. I must try to prepare my akhirat, so I will add value to my account. So I will add value to my account will treble and double. If I bring it like Rasool Pak some wants it, then I'll be adding value. And he is wanting it, you will be good to him. No matter what he is doing, you be good to him. And the irony of this whole thing is that pehle zamane mein, just a few years ago, dunyadar, people that are only worldly conscious, right? They were so concerned about adding values. So concerned. You see now, there's two brothers, and there is some property, and there's a dispute, so they're going to court. But now, the dispute is about the property, but that doesn't affect the relationship. You're talking about 2 centuries ago, right? So you're moving in an ox wagon or a horse cart. So now we both brothers, right? And we're going. As we're going, so I'll tell my brother, see, we're going for the court. So I'll pull out my horse cart, you jump in. Can you find the purity of Muhammad? We got a fight on, but I'm pulling my cart, you'll jump in. Right? See his values. Right? So now we're fighting in court. Now, for the Indian system of the English, right? There is a lunch break, 1 hour or something. And I will tell you, see, I'm bringing the food, so we'll share the lunch together. Now, break time, the fighting going hot, but they're sharing the lunch together. Right? As that fight is going on, court case is a drag, right? As it's dragging now, so one brother passes away. The younger brother passes away. So the elder brother says to the younger brother, you see, my fight was with my brother, your husband, not with you. So now that my brother is gone, now I will treat you as my daughter, because you are the wife of my brother. So I will treat you as my daughter. So now I give you the papers and you make the amendments as you want and I will sign for it. But you see, values. That value was very deeply implanted in their hearts throughout their life and after death also. But yeah, some khalis dunyadar kisam ke aadmi, all just dunya type of people, but they didn't let that muhabbat be compromised for anything in the world. Now it's the time of a distribution of a property, right? So 2 shares will go to the brother, 1 share goes to the sister, right? So, I remember when we were in India, so there wasn't this communal style of taps yet. So every house will have call it a well or pump, they pump the water out. Right. So now, the whole house is being divided and the pump is coming on the brother's side. So the brother is now dividing the house. Once he's dividing the house now, he insists that the pump should go onto the sister's side. And the sister is crying. You're taking me as a stranger, that you want to make a division. We are brothers, you know, we grew up together. And now you're taking me as a stranger, that now you're separating everything and you want the pump to come on my side. So the brother says, see, this is the law of the Sharia. We need to make things clear. Right? Because we don't know after us, then what's going to happen to the children? They mustn't have a fight. So now we have to make things keep the record clear. And you're saying that I want to separate things. No, no. You feel I'm going to ostracize you. I'm not going to ostracize you. I'm the elder brother. I'll take the place of the father. And the love and the concern the father had, I will show you the same thing. I will not compromise in that respect. The love, concern, I will see to you. And I will see to myself. I will not compromise on that. But you see, values. So this was the thing that was implanted in their hearts. From the infancy, more than material security, financial security, because financial, material security, uska kya bharosa, kya itminan. Today is with you, tomorrow is with me, tomorrow is with the other person. But if that value is implanted in that person, it is permanent. It's not taking a seesaw, no, it's permanent, it's lasting. And we have just lost it. That value that Muslims are supposed to be having, we have just lost it. Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Hussain Ahmad Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he's a youngster, right, moved on to Madina Munawwara. Right, and the finances are very, very tight. So tight that the basic food also has to be shared. When we were small, then the dessert would be shared, right? You just give one bowl. Don't ask for more. Now the basic food, that has to be shared. You're getting your portion. Now the youngest brother, he would cry. He not say hello. Mulala will pass his whole share to his younger brother. And for the night, he'll tie a stone. And added to that, he would make shukr, at least I got the tawfiq to practice the sunnah. Rasulullah did this, and I got the tawfiq. But now you see the values. See, that values is all mixed up. Really, really mixed up. It's all mixed up. And it doesn't end there. Now look at the humility. You see, one is the value, one is the humility. And with all these two things, it's not going to come right. You can try what you want, it's not going to come right. Now, he started teaching in Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibi wa alayhi salatu wassalam. So, his ustad, the Shaykh Hind Rahmatullah, I told him, see, the ta'alluq was there and it remained. They didn't break that thing for all. The Shaykh al-Islam was accompanied by his ustad right until he boarded the train. And the last advice, that you don't leave out teaching. No matter what. If someone comes to ask you, Alif Bay, teach Alif Bay, I'll teach Alif Bay. Someone asks you to teach Bukhari Sharif, you teach Bukhari Sharif. But you must never, any course, don't leave this out. So now, his ustad advice, so he held on to it. So now he put his heart and his soul into it. As a result, Medina, the spoken language is Arabic, his spoken language is Urdu. He's drawing the biggest crowd in Medina Munawwara. Biggest crowd. Now you can imagine now everybody's eyes on him. In the meanwhile, his father is building up his own house. When he's building up his own house, so they short of some building materials. He said, Hussein, go and get this thing here. Now, in the midst of the class, whilst people are there from all parts of the world, and he's teaching big, big kitabs, and there's not even a frown on the face. He goes with a smile, goes to the hardware, fetches whatever his father wants, give it, about anything else can I do, you sure you won't need anything, and then he comes back. But you see this humility. I'm showing values by values. Understand. And my heart is crying when I see what's going on. Really, when I see no value for the elder, for the small, for your contemporary, no value, no respect. If there's respect, then this respect is for your friend or for your wife. But everybody else is out of the equation, complete. But now, these people that escalated is because of the values. Our Qari Sahib Rahmatullah is just newly married. And now you know when you're newly married, now you're showing a little bit, you're tilting the scale a little bit on the other side. And obviously the mother will scream, like, hey, what's happening to this child now? My child is getting hijacked, right? Mother will feel like that. So that happens, I know, everywhere in the world it happens, right? So the mother got a little bit angry. In front of the wife, she gave him a tight clout. You're newly married, right? I mean, you're newly married, or you're getting into the marriage, so the husband will show, I'm a Tazan, I'm powerful, see how me, see my looks, my status, right? You want to see, you want to impress your wife. Read Quran also, you know, different kirat, varsh and all that. Right? So you'll do a lot of things you do, but just want to impress the girl. Now I see all these things, and I hear about these things, yeah? I let it pass, I don't make a moan of it, right? He's impressing. Now Karisab, his kirat was so great, that when he came to Thanabhuvan, Hazrat Thani Sahib himself requested that you do the tarawih, you do the tarawih for this ashra. So his kirat was so great. Hazrat Thani Sahib recognized him. Now his mother, in front of the wife, came on clout. Now it's interesting to hear what was her immediate response. Immediate response, he was a little bit embarrassed, kissed his mother's hand, said, Ma, I'm so happy today, you know, I'm so happy that you're showing me the same love now that you showed me in my infancy. Same concern, the respect that you showed me in my infancy, you showed up. You know, one is after that, alright, Juma came, Eid day came, and then you should make Ma, you know, I was wrong, all that, right? But here now, immediate response. A sabru in the sadmatil ula. You know, that first attack, and what's going to be your response? Now the people are only responding when there's a first heart attack. Yeah, it's about your ego and it's being attacked. Your pride is being attacked, right? Your reputation, recognition is being attacked. And how do you respond in the face of that? I used to see Qari Sahib, you know, he's so busy, right? Busy, work, and there's 10 people are shouting him for nothing, you know, no reason. But the man is calm, cool, relaxed. He's not disturbed. What he needs to do, he'll do it, and he'll do it relaxed. And now you marvel that this man here, he's doing multitasking, you know, so many things he's doing at the same time, and he's so relaxed. But then I think maybe it's mother's dua, you know, that he respected the mother. Irrespective, all right, who was right, who was wrong, Allah knows whether the wife was wrong, or the mother was wrong, we don't want to get into the court case. That's between them to decide, right? And my guest feeling is Allah will forgive everybody, because everybody meant right. Right? And yato ashikana laraita, yeah? It was a fight of love, right? And Allah will bless all, inshallah. This person here, that everybody will be blessed. Because it was a fight for what? For love. Right? This person is pulling this side, that person is pulling that side. And it was only for love. Right? But what I'm getting at by, search of what we are going, you know, what are we doing? The child is growing up now. The first concern is, has he got something for his studies? His secular studies. Because he must stand on his feet. That's the biggest concern. Got something for his secular studies. The DOI will sort it out, but he's got something, for, you know, go to this college here, yeah, yeah, he must be secure. See how religious way he's going. I love him to finish.